You're listening to SBS News.
Victoria has suffered a sharp rise in coronavirus deaths with 24 new fatalities, taking the state toll to 462 and the national figure to 549. Wednesday's death toll marks the second deadliest day of the pandemic so far, while case numbers are stabilising. Australia's worst daily figure of 25 was recorded on August the 17th. The state registered 149 new cases of the virus for Wednesday, the third straight day the number has been well below 200. Infections among healthcare workers have dropped to 434. Premier Daniel Andrews says the majority of the latest deaths are in aged care.
One female in their 60s, three males in their 70s, three females and seven males in their 80s, six females and four males in their 90s. 21 of those 24 fatalities are linked to aged care outbreaks, and again we send our deepest sympathies and condolences to each of those families.
Victoria's Health Minister is anticipating self-isolation rules for positive COVID-19 cases will remain next year as the state deals with a second wave of infections. Minister Jenny Markakos has told SBS Radio's Greek program the planned legislation change does not mean an extension of lockdowns in Melbourne and regional Victoria. The current restrictions are in place until at least September the 13th.
I think everyone understands and accepts that something will need to exist into late September. The public health experts, the medical researchers are saying to me that a vaccine is not around the corner.
And Prime Minister Scott Morrison has repeated his criticisms of the state's handling of the pandemic, which saw hotel quarantine failures contribute to community outbreaks. These have had a devastating impact on some aged care homes, with elderly people becoming infected and dying, while hundreds of healthcare workers have tested positive. Scott Morrison says there are well-established facts and he's not on a mission to apportion blame.
All I simply did yesterday was draw attention to some basic facts that I think are well understood, I think, by all Australians and particularly all Victorians. I wasn't seeking to direct any blame anywhere. I was just basically calling out what was the simple facts. I mean, we can't ignore the fact of what's happened in Victoria, and I don't believe the Victorian Premier is ignoring it either. That's why we're working together to deal with the consequences of what has occurred in Victoria.
Meanwhile, in New South Wales, six new COVID-19 cases have been identified, including a bus driver who was considered by health officials to be unlikely to have infected passengers. Three schools in Sydney have also closed today over concerns about possible cases after a Year 12 student tested positive. Chief Health Officer Kerry Chance says five of the new cases became infected locally, but the exact source is unknown.
Two of the new cases attended the Sydney Tattersall's Fitness Centre on Pitt Street, and so anyone who has attended the venue on August 19th, 21st or 23rd should be alert for symptoms, and if any develop, get tested immediately.
And Queensland has recorded one new case of COVID-19, a close contact of an existing case that lives in Forest Lake. More than 20,000 tests were conducted over the past 24 hours. The Acting Chief Medical Officer, Professor Kelly, says mental health and wellbeing remain a fundamental part of the services the government is offering to deal with COVID-19, especially for those currently affected by the lockdown in Victoria.
Mental health issues are very clearly an important component of this pandemic. We know specifically in Melbourne and other parts of Victoria that this is a really hard time for them in terms of mental health and wellbeing, and that's why the government has actually put in substantial funding into mental health supports, particularly in Victoria, but also more broadly.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.